Brown County in Georgia produces more timber for all kind of purposes, now, including pulpwood, lumber, piling, plywood, than any county in the state of Georgia, right here in this county. And they're growing it back just as fast as they can cut it, because they keep it planted.
We know it's about the trees.
Yes, sir. They're growing it right back.
That's the only way to do it.
And they're cultivating trees just like they would a crop. And that's the only thing farmers got a chance to do around here.
They grow real fast here, the trees?
You can cut it every 10 or 12 years. And then it starts thinning at 10 or 12 years. And then leave your big logs after you get it thinned out, let them go and make big pines. Get pretty good money out of that. I'm over lumber. Something $80 a thousand for rough lumber. Dressing lumber $125 to $150 a thousand after it's dressed at the plant. But you get pretty good money out of it. I'm just waited too long to start any of that growth. I got, I think, about 70 acres of timber up yonder. It's pretty good.
They don't have a sawmill here in
Kimberly, do they? There used to be three right here in town.
Really?
But they're not here anymore. Because just like I say, labor.
Uh-huh.
And they sorry people that they have to work, they can't pay it. So now most of your timber stuff goes to the big mills down there.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you don't work there, you get killed. You've got to get out the way of it because it's piling up on you. Sorry. You just think about using 128 cubic feet of wood a minute. That's lumber.
You didn't ever have any that big down
there.
There were never any that big in timber, were
there? That's at the pulpwood mill. They grind that. Grind it up into paper. 128 cubic feet a minute.
It takes 12 years to grow it.
Yes. It takes 12 years to grow it big enough to care back down there.
Wonder what these places that we've never been through a sawmill or a windmill or anything. We saw a couple on the way down here that had these big buildings that looked like, I guess they were curing the wood, weren't they? Don't they do that? Round looking huge things with smoke coming out the top. Is that what it is?
No, I imagine that's your pulpwood mill. That's where they make paper.
We thought maybe that was some sort of a...
No. In a sawmill, they don't have that. They cure the sun. Sun dry. Put it out in the racks in the sun. But down there, they want it green. Because they cook it. It goes through a big boiler and it's cooked. And they get byproducts out of that. Enough to pay for it. For the wood. You know what turpentine is, don't you? Well, they cook those chips, go into this big boiler. Oh, hell, it's about a half acre big where they cook the chips. And this turpentine rises to the top, goes out of pipe into containers on the outside. And all that's free. Yes, sir. About to put the old turpentine man out of business that used to pull boxes. There
used
they
to
got
pull
it. Pull boxes and make turpentine on the pine tree.
You mean hang thing with some drip?
Yeah. Well, that's what we call pulling boxes with a hang. Put the turpentine on down in the cups and take that and then carry it to the still and steal it.
Well, I guess that's the one.
Do you all want to talk to anybody else? I don't know whether you can get her to talk to you or not, but.